The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It is an honor to have you with us, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. I am Todd Starnes, ladies and gentlemen, and today, all this week, we are broadcasting from Dallas, Texas, the Lone Star State. We have some palatial studios provided to us by the good folks at Salem Radio, and we're broadcasting at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. We're going to have a lot of fun over the next few days, some great guests coming up, and who knows what's going to happen. You never know with these conventions, but all sorts of wild and crazy things are underway and planned for this program. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. If you want to call in and talk to us, that's the way to do it. And today we want to welcome two brand-new affiliates to the Todd Starnes Radio Show family. And here's how this works. If you are listening to us on WSIC or KWON Radio and you call in today, you are going to win a free prize package courtesy of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It's just our way of saying welcome to the family. And we do want to welcome KWON K1 in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, Caleb Potter and the Potter family running that incredible radio operation there. And also from Statesville, North Carolina, more North Carolina listeners, WSIC, Mark Sanger, the owner of that great heritage radio station, broadcasting conservative values across the Tar Heel State. So we want to welcome all of our listeners from both of those radio stations. 844-747-8868 is our number. And if you call in, we're going to hook you up with a great prize package, just a way of saying, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. We're glad to have you with us. So look, last week on this program, we were talking about Juneteenth and this effort to rewrite American history and this effort to marginalize American history. And at the time, I was very concerned about the context of the federal holiday now known as Juneteenth. The Biden administration labeled that holiday as National Independence Day. But the reality is we already have a National Independence Day. That day is July 4th. And my concern, and this still is my concern, is that we have liberals and socialists and progressives within the Democrat Party that are determined to rewrite, to cancel American history. And they're doing this through the context of critical race theory. And these people, even though it is an evil philosophy, this is a fairly brilliant philosophy, because the disciples of critical race theory have not only been able to invade our public school system, they have not only been able to invade our federal government, but they have also been able to invade our church houses. And we saw this play out a couple of weeks ago in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Southern Baptist Convention meeting, when you had the proponents of critical race theory making significant gains and victories and, quite frankly, taking over the nation's largest non-Catholic denomination. So I want you to understand that Juneteenth is not what you think it is. Yes, Juneteenth is a day that we should commemorate and celebrate, but the day we ought to be celebrating and commemorating is the Emancipation, the day that Abraham Lincoln, the Republican president, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. MSNBC's Joy Reid had this to say, cut five.
While Juneteenth will now be commemorated nationwide, there's a catch. In some red states, it could soon be illegal to teach what the holiday is all about. That's because Republican state legislatures in a dozen states are now aiming to dictate how historical and modern racism in America are taught. That includes the state of Texas, where Juneteenth was first celebrated. Governor Abbott signed a law this week intended to ban critical race theory from being taught in public schools, even though it's not being taught in any K-12 curriculums anywhere, including in Texas.
All right, that was MSDNC's Joy Reid, again, lying about Juneteenth and CRT. This is about taking away your history. This is about, again, abolishing the United States of America as we know it. And thank goodness for people like Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, who dropped not just one or two. He carpet bombed the Faith and Freedom Conference with some truth bombs. Cut number three, please.
America is great. Christopher Columbus discovering America was a good thing. George Washington was an American hero. Thomas Jefferson was an American hero. Abraham Lincoln was an American hero. Our founding fathers were extraordinary patriots. America has been a force for good in the world. We should stand for our national anthem. Police officers keep us safe. Marriage is a holy covenant before God. An unborn child is a child. Children do best when they're raised by a mother and a father. Israel is our friend. The Wuhan virus came from Wuhan. And there is a difference between boys and girls. I want you to pause and think for a second that just a few years ago, every one of those statements would have been utterly uncontroversial and blazingly obvious even to the most dim-witted among us.
All right, that was Senator Ted Cruz at the Faith and Freedom Conference, and he was dropping a lot of truth on the people there. I mean, look, the idea that is somehow controversial to get out there and say America is the most exceptional nation on the earth, or that God made little boys and little girls, and if you're a little boy, you can't be a little girl. Those are not controversial concepts, but they are now because of the progressives running this country. And we've got to stand up and we have to start confronting this, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be an unpleasant task, but we've got to start rooting out this sort of ugliness and anti-Americanism in the United States of America. Now, look, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to be opening up the phone lines. Do you agree with Ted Cruz that now is the time to take a stand and fight back? And we also want to welcome all of our new listeners at WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina, KWONK1 in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. You guys calling in are going to get a great prize package if you get on the air today. Coming up, our good friend Dr. Robert Jeffers dropping by. We have all sorts of great guests coming by today. It's going to be a lot of fun as we broadcast here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, a meeting at the Gaylord Texan in Dallas, Texas. Again, our call-in number, 844-747-8868. The live show blog over at ToddStarnes.com is up and running. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
You know, one of the worst things about that credit card, folks, is the high interest rate. I know many of you are ready to pay off that credit card balance and start saving money, and I've got the perfect solution. Get a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Rates start at just 5.93% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. The rate is fixed, so it never goes up over the life of the loan. By the way, you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. No application fee, no origination fee, not even a transaction fee. And just for my listeners, if you apply right now to get a special interest rate discount, you can save even more. But the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/freedom. That's lightstream.com/freedom. LightStream.com/freedom. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.93% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/freedom for more information. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from the Gaylord Texan in Dallas, Texas, all week, part of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Great to have you guys along with us for the ride. Now, today, a little bit different because we are celebrating the arrival of two more brand new affiliates to the Todd Starnes Radio Show family, WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina. And we do have some of their listeners that want to say hello. And here's how it works. If you are listening to us on WSIC and you call in and Grace Baker, our incredible call screener, decides to put you on the air, we're going to hook you up with a prize package. Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Margo on the line. Hi, Margo. Welcome to the program.
Hey, well, it's Margaret, but I know that Grace couldn't hear me very well.
Margaret, we are so delighted to have you with us today, and we just love WSIC. It's a great radio station y'all have.
Well, I agree, but I am so excited that y'all have come to the 12 o'clock hour, your normal hour.
Finally. Well, you know, because, and a lot of people may not realize this, Grace, but or Margaret, but we had been delayed on the program, on the radio station for a number of years. They carried us in the evening time. So it's nice that folks, you don't have to stay up late to listen to us anymore, Margaret.
No, I don't. And that is so nice. I wouldn't go to bed until 1 because I had to listen to you, your show.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm really impressed, and that's hardcore. I'm not even sure I would do that, Margaret. Well, Margaret, we're gonna put you on hold. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to send you a copy of my brand-new book, which comes out tomorrow, by the way, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, just a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. Margaret, hang tight. Don't go anywhere. Let's go to Cleveland, North Carolina. Laura is on the line. Hi, Laura. How are you today?
I'm great, Todd. How are you?
Laura, I'm doing well, and I tell you, we are working through all of this cultural chaos out there, and we know that you folks in North Carolina have been fighting this stuff for a very long time now, so we're excited that you guys are a part of our radio show.
And we're excited to have you, Todd. I know WSIC really well. I know Mark really well. I've actually talked to him a couple times about doing my own little spot. And my husband and I listen to your station, and he listens to you at night. And now he spends his time in the garage during the day, so he's excited that he gets to listen to you earlier. And I think it's a great mix for them, and I think it's going to help the WSIC as well.
Well, you're kind to say that, Laura. Welcome to the show, and we're going to put you on hold, and Grace is going to get all of your info there. Again, our number, folks, 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And coming up in just a few moments, our good friend, Dr. Robert Jeffers, who is the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, also the official chaplain of the radio show, is going to be with us in just a few moments. But I want to bring to your attention, going back to this Juneteenth controversy, Macy Gray, who is a very well-known singer, won a couple of Grammys, is very upset with the American flag. She is one of these people that gets triggered by Old Glory. And Macy Gray is out there saying that we now need a new American flag, that the stars and the stripes, the red, white, and blue, it's triggering far too many American citizens, and we need something brand new. As a matter of fact, these are the words that she used. She said that the Star Spangled Banner is tattered, it's dated, it's divisive and incorrect. She says it no longer represents democracy or freedom. She also wants to change the colors of the flag. She says that the Star Spangled Banner is too white. Now, these are the comments made by Macy Gray, who some might say she is tattered, outdated, and divisive as well. But we're going to be nice because we're at the NRP. So I will not say that, but some have said that. 844-747-8868. ToddStarnes.com is our website, and we have this story up as well as the link to the stories about her comments, and she's catching a lot of blowback. And some people are suggesting that instead of canceling the American flag, maybe we ought to consider canceling Macy Gray. You know, Senator Rick Scott was at the Faith and Freedom celebration down in Orlando, Florida, and he was getting the what for simply because he pointed out that there are people that are still taking a knee to disrespect the national anthem, to disrespect the Star Spangled Banner, to disrespect the Pledge of Allegiance. And Senator Scott says it's time to put a stop to this nonsense. But again, folks, all of this goes right back. It goes right back to critical race theory. That's what this is all about. It's about the destruction of the United States of America. This is about taking a country and traditions and culture and completely eradicating the culture and the traditions and the people, putting them at each other's throats, and then coming in and building a new society on the rubble of the old. That's what this is ultimately all about. And I have to tell you that the Democrats have been very effective at this. They've really done an incredible job. I mean, this was the plan going back to 2007 when President Barack Hussein Obama, B.H. Obama, out on the campaign trail, said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America. And a lot of people had no idea what he was talking about. But that phrase caught my ears. And unlike Chris Matthews, my thigh did not tingle, but my earlobes did. Because I knew that he was serious about transforming this country. I knew that there was more to this than just a pat campaign slogan. And sure enough, over the 8 years of the Obama administration, we saw a radical transformation of this entire nation from top to bottom. And they used our public school systems to facilitate this change. That was the engine driving the change in America. And it is still the engine driving the change in the United States of America today, ladies and gentlemen. And until we get a handle on that, until we start addressing those issues inside the American classroom, we're never going to be able to fix what's wrong with this country. We're just not going to be able to do it. So that's why the fight for America has to happen locally before it can change nationally. That's what's really going on in this country. So we're going to get into more of this with our good friend, Pastor Robert Jeffers, in just a few moments after the bottom of the hour news break. We're also going to be talking to a nurse from Houston, Texas, who refused to get the China virus vaccine, and now she's in a world of trouble. And we're going to be talking to her as well as our good friend, David Barton, from Wall Builders. Just some of the many guests that we're going to be having on the program, not just today, but as a matter of fact, later this week, I believe the former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to be here. So we've got a lot happening here on the program. And of course, tomorrow, Grace Baker, tomorrow is the big day. It's the day the biscuits are ready to come out of the oven.
Woo, I think I can smell them in the distance.
Well, let me tell you something. These biscuits are delicious. We're talking about our daily biscuit, the brand new book. And, folks, you could go ahead, go get a pre-ordered copy, a signed copy, autographed copy. You can do that over at toddstearns.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. The biscuit tour starts in a couple of weeks. And we're going to be signing all sorts of books. Hey, look, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to talk to you about a very serious issue facing our country, court packing. It's the tool of left-wing authoritarians. Hugo Chavez packed Venezuela's Supreme Court with his socialist cronies and paved the way for his tyrannical regime. But now Joe Biden and America's socialist radicals want to pack our Supreme Court with four new liberal justices. Court packing isn't some policy idea to improve the courts. It's a coup. A coup to take away your constitutional freedoms and turn America into a socialist country. That's why First Liberty Institute, the largest legal organization in the nation dedicated to defending religious liberty in America, is doing something about it. First Liberty recently launched SupremeCoup.com to serve as a one-stop shop in the fight against court packing and to help patriots like you learn the truth about what's happening in our courts. But more importantly, there's a big take action button that you can click to do your part to stop the Supreme Court coup. If you want to defend our God-given freedoms and stop the left's court packing scheme, head over to SupremeCoup.com/Stearns. All right, folks, I don't know about you guys, but I have the serious allergies, and we've been talking about this for quite some time now on the program. The fact that I get the watery eyes and the sneezing and the whole nine yards, but that has not been a problem this spring, and the reason why is because of an incredible new device called the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. This thing is put together, created by our good friends over at Eden Pure. And it's about the size of the Apple TV device you have on your entertainment system. Very small. You don't see it at all, but the thing is incredible, and it literally evaporates, eliminates every single molecule that causes you to cough or sneeze during the spring weather. It's unbelievable. And I want to encourage you to get one for yourself. They have some great deals just for the Todd Stearns Radio Show family. Again, Eden Pure Thunderstorm, and they're going to give you some discounts and also free shipping if you use the code word Todd. So right now, go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the code word Todd at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com. And use the code word Todd. And folks, you're going to be smiling. I guarantee it. All right. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And yesterday, I had the great honor of being at the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. Cut number 8, please.
You know, Dr. Jeffers, we're the only national talk radio show in America that has a chaplain and, quite frankly, needs a chaplain. So we're honored.
You know, Todd hobbled in. I asked him what happened. He broke his foot this week. And I said, do we need to have a healing service? He said, that would be great, but no foot washing today. So,
you know, my doctor said, Stearns, you got to start exercising. You need to take off a few pounds. So I'm out walking in Memphis, Tennessee, in one of our local parks. And I got distracted. I smelled somebody was smoking ribs and took a tumble. So.
All right, that was a little tough. It was like a comedy routine there, Dr. Jeffers.
It was great. We ought to go on the road.
Dr. Robert Jeffers hanging out with us live here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And that was a lot of fun to be at a church service. There were people in the sanctuary. There was a choir. And it looked like just a regular Sunday.
Yeah, we're back. And God's blessing the church. And a lot of people got an early batch of our daily biscuits, too. And congratulations on the new book tomorrow.
We signed books all day. It was so much fun. And you've got a great congregation. They're a lot of fun.
Well, they love the Todd Starnes Show. So thank you for coming.
Well, it's and again, I think it's the great ministry you guys are doing, not just here in Dallas in the Metroplex, but really all over America. And I was just stunned to hear the numbers of people that are actually watching online.
We have a great online presence, about 400,000 to 500,000 watch every week at iCampus at firstdallas.org. And if anybody is looking for a place to worship online, check us out at 9:15 and 11 Central Sunday mornings.
Now I know next week, Dr. Jeffers, you guys are having a big celebration. It's something you guys do annually, a Celebrating America, which quite frankly is controversial these days.
Isn't that amazing? We do every Sunday, the closest to the 4th of July, we have a Celebrate Freedom conference, and it's a worship service, really. You've spoken at it in the past. Last year, Vice President Pence spoke, and this year we have David Barton, who's going to come and say, without apology, America was founded as a Christian nation. That's a historical certainty that we can't move away from.
Have you put out a special bulletin for the libs here in this area, because you're going to trigger a lot of people by saying
that. Speak of triggering, a couple of years ago, we had billboards up, America is a Christian Nation. It was my sermon title, and we were forced to remove the billboards because of the outcry. People were triggered by that. It's just an amazing thing.
What do you say to the woke pastors out there, even within the Southern Baptist Convention, who say, you should not be doing that? There should not be an American flag anywhere on your church campus. You should be not talking about God and country.
Well, look, first of all, we do it to celebrate our foundation as a Christian nation and to remind people of that truth. I think we have to be clear, and I'm very clear. You know, if ever there comes a choice between either obeying God or obeying government, Peter said in Acts 5:29, we ought to obey God rather than men. There is no contest of loyalties when it comes to the American flag or the cross of Jesus Christ. But that doesn't mean we cancel out and erase our Christian heritage as a nation.
And that seems to be what's happening here. There was an effort, and people can argue about this till the cows come home, but the reality is that during those 8 years of the Obama administration, there was an effort to remove God from the public marketplace, and they have picked right up where they left off.
That's right. We got a stay, a pushback during the Trump-Pence administration, and we were headed that way under Obama-Biden, and Biden has picked up where B.H. Obama left off.
Now, here's my concern about all of this. In the early years of the Obama administration, the Southern Baptist Convention was pretty vocal in their opposition to things that were happening in the culture, and that rapidly declined. And here we are, a new Southern Baptist Convention president. I know we had you on a couple of weeks ago, and I suspect we are about to undergo yet another shift where the Southern Baptists are going to disengage from the culture war. What say you?
Oh, I think it's very evident in some of the reported comments I think you're going to hit on that came out just today are very, very troubling. And look, our goal is to always teach God's truth, even if it's politically incorrect. But we will never transform the world. We'll never transform America when we go wobbly on the absolute truths of the Bible.
And there is a story up at reformationcharlotte.org. They cover a lot of religious themed news. This is the headline, like J.D. Greer, the new Southern Baptist Convention president says the Bible whispers about homosexuality. What are they talking about here, Dr. Jeffers?
If this report is true, it is tremendously troubling. The article goes on to say that these two men talk about that homosexuality is not as serious of a sin as other sins in the Bible. Look, First of all, the comment is wrong. When you go to Romans 1, when Paul writes about the topic of homosexuality, he doesn't use his whisper voice. He says, in fact, it is unlike any sin in the universe because it is not only the cause of God's judgment, it is also the result of God's judgment. Paul said, when people reject God, the truth about God, he gives them over to homosexuality, to what the Bible calls degrading passions, unnatural acts. So it is different. Of course, any sin, Todd, can be forgiven by Jesus Christ, but we cannot, absolutely cannot, diminish the seriousness of that sin. But Todd, I'd also say if these comments from Ed Litton and J.D. Greer are true, they are very unloving comments as well. The most loving thing you can do with anybody is to tell them the truth. And I have many teenagers, young adults in my church, J.D. does in his, Ed does in his, whether they know it or not, who are struggling with this issue of sexuality and gender confusion. And when a man of God stands up and stutters and waffles and wavers on this, he is giving indirect permission for people to enter a lifestyle that is degrading and destructive. That is an unloving thing to do. This is a time anybody who's a minister of the gospel, but especially somebody who is a leader of the largest Protestant denomination in the world, needs to speak with absolute clarity on this issue.
Dr. Robert Jeffers, who's pastor at First Baptist Dallas, Texas, here with us live at the NRB. Dr. Jeffers, real quick, the other big thing that's happening, the other big issue nationally, is critical race theory.
Yeah.
And you had the Baptists say, you know what, we're not going to call it out by name. It seems like everybody else is, but not the Baptists.
Yeah, and the Baptists call everything else out by name in these resolutions. They should have spoken about it. Look, to hate somebody else because of the color of their skin, that's racism. God hates it because he's the one who gave us our skin color. To hate yourself because of the color of your skin, or to teach others to hate themselves, is also racism, and it needs to be denounced.
All right, tough words, but words that need to be shared with all of us, ladies and gentlemen, because ultimately at the root of all of this, everything that's happening in our nation, whether it's political, whether it's cultural, the root problem, I believe, Dr. Jeffers, is that we have turned away from God.
Absolutely. Abraham Lincoln said that in the first proclamation for the day of prayer. What is it that has caused the division in our country? We have forgotten God.
All right. We're going to leave it there. Dr. Jeffers, always good seeing you. You've got a new book coming out in August.
Right. Invincible comes out August 31st.
Well, you know, I have like a Dr. Jeffers wing of my library at home. Yeah, you're a very prolific writer.
Well, you are too, and we can't wait till tomorrow.
All right. Dr. Robert Jeffers, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Jeffers, thank you. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
I'm sure I'm not the only one who's noticed it, but the state of our great nation has changed, and with it, so has the world's rock-solid confidence in the U.S. dollar. Thanks to our government's out-of-control spending, many believe we will see dark days ahead for the dollar. And that's why now more than ever, I recommend you diversify with gold and silver. And the only company I recommend is American Hartford Gold. They sell physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA, and they make it so easy. They are the highest-rated firm in the country with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. And if you call them right now, they're going to give you up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. So don't wait. Call them right now, folks. Call 855-913-1133. That's 855-913-1133. Or text Todd to 65532. That's 855-913-1133. Or text Todd to 65532. Is it ever hot in Dallas, Texas? I thought it was hot in Memphis, Tennessee. It is really warm here. But I got to tell you, we went to one of the best barbecue joints I've ever been to. And you can tell a barbecue joint is good when you still smell like the barbecue joint the day after. The Hard Eight. If you guys ever get a chance, if you're in Dallas, you got to go check out the Hard Eight. Don't dress up. It's not exactly, I don't think it meets the definition of dive barbecue joint, but you're going to get a little messy. So you got to get there. My recommendation, you got to get the brisket and you got to get that spicy sausage. It's unbelievable. And no, Grace, they don't have salad. I mean, come on. Grace Baker, you should know better than that.
I'm about to say, you don't have, you need me down there because I got to keep you on your diet.
Well, I ate smaller portions, if that's okay. And there
I
was
guess.
Something green in the sausage. I think that meant the jalapeno. So that qualifies.
Yeah, that doesn't
as a
count. You need to be eating salads, rabbit food, Todd. Rabbit food.
I can't. I got it. Look, I got to keep my street cred intact here. I mean, okay. I'm in Texas. I can't be driving a Prius, and I can't be eating vegetables.
Well, Todd, I got the perfect thing when you get back. They announced here in Memphis, Tennessee, they're gonna have a vegan festival. So.
Okay, I may extend my stay in Dallas.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Hey, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Mike in Clarksville, Georgia, listening to us on the great WDUN. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. I love your show. Just to stay on topic with what you were talking about, as far as, you know, Christians, and what we're called to do, we all need to get up off our backside and get into the Word and really challenge these people that are making these decisions within these organizations that are moving away from the Word of God. Because in a loving way, because when you do that, it does have an effect. And you can, and as far as like it applies to the woke, critical race theory, you know, like what Coca-Cola did. I think that they ended up removing that person that was trying to push that agenda within their HR department because there was pushback. But to me, it seems like there's no actual point counterpoint anymore with anybody or actual debate as far as like, you know, rational debate anymore. And as Christians, we have to stand on the Word of God, but the only way we're going to get the knowledge we need is to get into the Word of God and have the courage to stand up and, you know, to what's right. And that even takes place just starting your family. So I'm challenging everybody to do that. Just do what you need to do. Just start with your own family or whatever comes before you in your community, school board, county commissioner meeting, or whatever, and or even in your church house.
Mike, this is terrific advice you're giving, and this is really a Todd Starn Show 101, because you got to get engaged, and you're absolutely right about that. If you are not engaged in the household, you're not going to be able to facilitate change anywhere else in America, and that's why it's so vitally important that starts at home. And when you look at what's coming down the pike, I mean, we've got a story coming up in the next hour about Sesame Street going woke. And they've now announced, Sesame Street has now announced that they're going to have two new gay characters. No, it's not Ernie and Bert. No, it's not Ernie and Bert, Grace. That's what everybody thought, but it's not. But, Mike, thank you for the call. But, again, this is part of that. This is part of the process. They're starting the indoctrination when kids are, what, 2, 3 years old? Is that how? I mean, the average kid watching Sesame Street is, what, 2 or 3 years old? I would say so. Or the Blue's Clues. Remember, we were talking about Blue's Clues a couple of weeks ago for Gay Pride Gay Pride Month. They've got the drag queen leading the children in sing-alongs. This is what we're having to deal with. So it's vitally important, no matter where you are, we have got to take a stand. And you got to pay attention because this is coming into your household now. This is coming into your home. I mean, imagine. Just imagine one day. It's one day they will announce, and I'm just. You can go ahead and write this date down, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Todd Starn saith that Sesame Street will declare that Bert and Ernie are of the homosexual persuasion. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen, and your kids are going to be. They're going to be watching, and they're going to be singing along with what little. What's the Elmo guy? The one that's getting tickled, is that the one? That's a little creepy. But so you're going to be, the kids are going to be singing happy songs, and the next thing they're going to go to a skit, and they're Bert and Ernie, and they're not going to be in their separate beds anymore. There's going to be all sorts of stuff going on that's going to make the mayor of Sodom and Gomorrah blush on Sesame Street, ladies and gentlemen. Sesame Street. It's just not safe out there, America. I'm just telling you. Jeez, Lou. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Tomorrow is a big day for all of us here on the program. The brand-new book comes out officially, and we're very excited about this. The book is called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. And had a great time writing this with my dear friend Michelle Cox. And if you watch When Calls the Heart on the Hallmark Channel, Michelle is the official devotion writer for the Hallmark Channel's TV series. And so we just had a wonderful time putting this book together. You say, well, Todd, why in the world are you writing devotions? What's going on here? Well, look, it's very simple. We're in a crazy time in our country right now. And we've got to fight the good fight, and we do that every single day on this radio program. And there's a lot of tough content that we've got to get through. I wanted to write a book that would remind you and reassure you that we are still one nation under God, that there are still great people out there across this country that are doing good things, that are helping their fellow mankind, and that there is hope in America. And so we put this book together. There's some inspirational stories. There are some encouraging stories. There are some hilarious stories in this book. And there are also some great recipes that were provided by many of our listeners. You guys did a terrific job, and all I can tell you is there are not many vegetarians in the Todd Stearns Radio Show audience. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there. So I would encourage you, during the commercial break, go ahead to our website, toddstearns.com. If you click on the store app, you will be able to order a signed copy, autographed copy, of my brand-new book, Our Daily Biscuit. It's officially in bookstores tomorrow, but I'm happy to sign a copy for you. ToddStearns.com, the Todd Stearns Show store. Got to take a break, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By now, you've all heard me talking about MyPillow and my good friend, Mike Lindell. What an incredible product he has created for America. Those MyPillows never go flat. You can wash them, you can dry them as many times as you want, and they still maintain their shape. And you want to know why? Made in the good old U.S. of A. And now, for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. The regular price, $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go right now to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. You are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Set. Or you can call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Stearns.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. I'm Todd Stearns. Good to be with you today, live from Dallas, Texas, National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And folks, we're going to be here all week hanging out with some great folks, having some great conversations. By the way, did you realize, Grace Baker, today apparently is the start of National Ice Cream Month. Were you aware of this? I had no idea.
No, I wasn't. But now I think that I should go get some ice cream, and it, you know, can be
I think it's
everybody.
Obligatory.
Yes,
and of course, here in Texas, you're only allowed to eat, according to state law, I think you're only allowed to eat something called Blue Bell ice cream. Is that?
Oh.
Yes, that's what I'm being told. So,
Blue Bell's pretty good.
So we may just, well, it, yes, and they actually sell it at the Kroger in my neighborhood back in Memphis. And I have tasted the Blue Bell, and it's a pretty darn good ice cream, not going to lie.
It probably
it's
tastes less woke, too, than Ben & Jerry's.
It's yeah.
You can taste the wokeness in Ben & Jerry's
now. Very well played. Exactly, exactly. So anyway, it's great to have you with us. Happy National Ice Cream Month, America. Go get yourself a tub of ice cream. Look, we are very excited. All day we are celebrating the arrival of two brand-new affiliates, WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina. Mark Sanger, the owner of that great station, and also Bartlesville, Oklahoma, one of the prettiest little towns in America. KWON, K1 Radio, Caleb Potter, the Potter family, runs that great radio station. And we want to welcome all of you guys. If you call into the show and get on the air, we're going to hook you up with a prize package. And a part of that is my brand new book, which comes out tomorrow, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Draw. You say, Todd, where do I call? It's very simple. Write this number down, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. The live show blog over at toddstarnes.com is up and running. All sorts of great news and information and commentary for you there as well. Well, I want to go right to our guest microphone here at the palatial Salem Radio Studios that have been created for us here. Tim Barton is with us, the president of Wall Builders. We normally have your dad on, and we're honored to have you with us today.
Well, Todd, I'm so glad to be with you.
And, of course, I want to go back to the Bluebell ice cream. Is that correct? Now, I mean, you're the expert on American history. It is a state law that you're only allowed to eat Bluebell here?
If it's not, it should be. It is factually accurate. It is the best ice cream you will put in your mouth.
And for the record, they don't advertise with us. They should, but they do not. So this is just, you know, we're talking from our heart here.
Absolutely. It's just the best. And if you want to bless yourself, go get some Bluebell.
I love it. Tim, you may not be aware, but every conversation, no matter what we talk about, always comes back to food on this radio show. I don't know how that happens, but it does. So look, Wall Builders, you guys are doing some incredible work, really educating not just next generation American patriots, but old folks like us, too. You know, there's a lot of stuff we did not learn in school that you guys are busy teaching people about.
Yes, sir. So we have what is considered to be the largest private collection of original documents from the founding era. And so we've been using those to help tell the more accurate story of America's history, of America's founding. And it's something that originally we went back and started talking about the founding fathers and the constitutional principles, because people used to make up things about the founding fathers or talk about how we didn't need the Constitution. And we've even seen over the last decade a push for socialism, where now so many college students are embracing socialism. But since 2019, with the immersion of the 1619 Project, and now with the pushing of critical race theory, we're battling totally different false ideologies than we used to be battling, but we still can go back to the same original documents to make the case for what is true and accurate. Because the reality is, as a Christian, I want to support what the truth is, where Jesus says that you shall know the truth sets you free, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. As Christians, we care about the truth. And so if it's true that some of these things you're saying about America actually did happen, then we should acknowledge that that's true. Those things happen. The problem is most of what they're saying is not even close to being factually accurate. It's not the truth.
You see, I go back to something that I actually learned by reading some of your great books and your dad's books. It's, you know, what John Adams said. I think this is the problem in America. It's very simple. He said that our founding documents are wholly inadequate for anyone other than a moral and religious people.
Correct.
So when you take God out of the equation, it all falls apart.
Totally. And it actually makes sense when you go through. Many of the founding fathers talked about that the significance that the foundation of America was religion and morality. And if you remove religion and morality, that America wouldn't work. And it actually makes a lot of sense when you consider the fact that America, more than any other nation, believes in giving freedom to their citizens. But freedom only works if you have a moral foundation to which you're going to govern yourselves, because if you give freedom to immoral people, they do immoral things, and that's where you get the streets of Chicago over the weekend. It's really bad stuff. Freedom only works if you have a moral and religious people, and that's where Christianity plays a vital role in American politics and life.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Look, I mean, crime is just off the charts.
Yes.
Everywhere. I mean, in Memphis, Tennessee, people are not even driving on the interstate. They're afraid they're going to get shot.
Right.
You know, it's that bad. In Chicago over the weekend, and we have this video on our website, you had a mob of thugs literally pulling people out of their car and executing
Correct.
One of the people right there on, you know, and it was all captured on video.
Correct. this is one of those things that a lot of people don't even recognize the America we live in, because this is not, for many of us, the America we grew up in. And this is something, it should not be ultimately surprising. We now have an education system that is encouraging subjective morality. It's up to the individual, however you feel, that's the most important thing. And when we're telling people that you get to make up your own truth, that there is no objective standard of morality, there's no objective truth, that it's always how the individual feels. If we're in that situation telling kids, do what feels good, do what you like, and then we're promoting a false image of reality to them, it shouldn't be surprising we're seeing people do immoral things. On top of the fact, back in the 1960s, when they said that we don't want God in school anymore, in 1980, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a case, Stone v. Graham, that you couldn't even display a copy of the Ten Commandments in school anymore because it might influence the students toward religious behavior. The Ten Commandments is what says, thou shalt not kill. And when we can't even tell kids, thou shalt not kill in public schools, again, this shouldn't be surprising. This is the natural flow down the trickle of the stream of when you start saying there is no morals, everything is up to how you feel. It's like what the Bible talks about, where the people did what was right in their own eyes in the book of Judges, that there's no moral standard in the land. Everybody does what they want. It leads to ultimate tyranny. And this is arguably what a lot of people, a lot of Marxists in America want. They want there to be tyranny so the government can come in and control things. And as long as their side's the one controlling the government, they feel really good about it. But it does not look good for the American people as this lawlessness breaks out with a lack of morality and a lot of leaders who just in some of these cities are not wanting to lead.
All right. Where do we go from here? I mean, critical race theory, it's all anybody's talking about these days. Sure. Did you see this coming, that this would be a big issue in America?
What we did see coming, especially from the 1619 Project, which one of the things we would point out is there have been a lot of people for decades trying to remove the Constitution. And one of the things we saw is they would criticize the founding fathers, that they started saying, well, these men didn't believe in God, or they were immoral, they had affairs, or they had slaves and racism, and any criticism they could give against the founding fathers, even though so much of it was unfounded and untrue, they want to criticize the founding fathers. Why? Because if the founding fathers were evil, then the document they gave us, the U.S. Constitution, is bad and therefore must be removed. So we saw this push that they're trying to ultimately transform the way America works. Well, the 1619 was just a new tool in the toolbox to transform America, to remove the Constitution, to go toward a more tyrannical, communist, Marxist, socialist nation, because they said America's fundamentally flawed because of slavery. Forget the fact that all of their facts are incredibly inaccurate. With 1619 is not the first time that African slaves arrived in America. They were actually colonies back in the 1500s, Spanish colonies that were importing African slaves in the 1500s. And those were in American colonies. It's just they were Spanish colonies. And even in Jamestown, slavery wasn't even legal until 1653, which is why when those original 19 slaves arrived in 1619, they were made indentured servants. And after 7 years, they were given their freedom and became free landowners in America. And not to downplay the fact, it might have been miserable for those 7 years indentured servants. And certainly when they were captured by other African tribes and then sold into slavery, and the Portuguese or the slave traders that were bringing them across the ocean, their life was a hell during that time. There's no question. However, when they arrived in America, at the end of 7 years, they were given their freedom and became free landowners in America, which significantly improved their condition had they gone anywhere else.
So that truth is inconvenient to all the folks out there who want to say that we're a bunch of racist and we're, you know, white supremacists. Tim, I want to ask you real quick, we don't have a lot of time here, but what is the answer for moms and dads? You've got I'm a big proponent of homeschooling.
Yes.
A lot of parents can't do that. They can't afford to send their kids to a private school, so they got to send their kids to the public school. What do you tell those moms and dads? Their kids in the public school. How do you keep that child from being indoctrinated?
That's a really tough task, knowing what's happening in so many public schools. There are a lot of really good public school teachers, but they're in a system that's very flawed and very broken. One of the movements we're seeing across America now is parents rising up and trying to get involved on city council, or excuse me, on the school board, then on the city council, but that's because of some of the shutdowns that have happened. But the school board, we're seeing, right, just normal moms showing up and saying, this should not be happening, what we're telling
it's
our kids.
It's great. I mean, they're showing up like cast iron skillets saying, we're going to have a come to Jesus meeting here. I mean, this is a fascinating thing that's happening.
It really is amazing. There have been times. It's wonderful.
Good.
There were times that so many parents showed up. Literally, the school board resigned on the spot. They said, we're done. And that evening, they elected a brand new school board full of some of these moms that showed
up.
I
love it.
The best thing you can do is roll up your sleeves and get involved. It takes work. It takes time. But whoever runs the school board gets to choose the curriculum and the standards that school district is going to follow. The best thing you can do is get involved in the school board, which usually doesn't take that much of your time. But it's something that even grandparents, retired people, even homeschool parents can run for school board. Because if you're a taxpaying citizen in that school district, it gives you standing to be on the school board.
Love it. All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Tip. Mike, good to have you with us.
So good to be with you, Todd.
So,
Thank you.
Don't tell your dad. So, you know, we're going to have to balance it out here now. So we'll have to get you on sometime and then your dad. So
would love to.
What's he, and he's on vacation. Is that right?
He is. He's riding horses out of the mountains, probably with no cell service. So God bless him. He's getting refreshed right now.
I want to go where he is. All right. Tim Barton, a lover of Bluebell ice cream. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Also, the president of Wall Builders, brand new book out, The American Story, The Beginnings. We've got a link to that book on our live show blog over at toddstarns.com. Folks, we've got to take a break again. Listeners from WSIC and KWON, you guys go to the very front of the line today, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, the Faith and Freedom Conference has been going on down in Orlando over the weekend. Ted Cruz is out there speaking truth at this conference, talking about the important issues of America and illustrating how crazy, how woke this culture and this country have become just over the past, I don't know, 6 months to a year. Let's listen to Ted Cruz. Cut three.
America is great. Christopher Columbus discovering America was a good thing. George Washington was an American hero. Thomas Jefferson was an American hero. Abraham Lincoln was an American hero. Our founding fathers were extraordinary patriots. America has been a force for good in the world. We should stand for our national anthem. Police officers keep us safe. Marriage is a holy covenant before God. An unborn child is a child. Children do best when they're raised by a mother and a father. Israel is our friend. The Wuhan virus came from Wuhan. And there is a difference between boys and girls. I want you to pause and think for a second that just a few years ago, every one of those statements would have been utterly uncontroversial and blazingly obvious, even to the most dim-witted among us.
Well, good for you, Senator Cruz, for speaking the truth to the culture. And that's what more of us need to be doing. This story coming to us from FoxNews.com. BMX freestyle rider Chelsea Wolf qualified as an alternate to represent the United States at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. Now, Chelsea Wolf says that the plan is to burn the American flag on the podium. So this individual, Chelsea Wolf, the BMX freestyle rider, wants to win at the Olympics so they can burn the American flag on the podium. Wolf, by the way, is a transgender person. In other words, this is a dude who thinks he's a gal. So he is a guy who thinks he is a gal. And I want to read the quote to you. My goal is to win the Olympics so I can burn a U.S. flag on the podium. This is what they focus on during a pandemic, hurting trans children. So here you have, ladies and gentlemen, an Olympic athlete who is now vowing to burn Old Glory if they win, if they earn a medal at the Olympic Games in Tokyo. Wolf told Fox News that the post, which has now been deleted, should not be taken as a slap against America. Well, of course that's what it is. It's exactly a slap at America. We're going to be taking your calls on this. Do you believe that an Olympic athlete burning an American flag on the podium at the Olympic Games is an attack on America? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Radio show. We are broadcasting live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention meeting at the Gaylord Texan in beautiful Dallas, Texas. There's a big story that has been making headlines out of Texas, specifically Houston and the Methodist Hospital there, Houston Methodist Hospital. A group of 117 staffers, unvaccinated staffers, have filed a lawsuit because they don't want to be forced to get the vaccine. They say they don't want the China virus vaccine. They say it's illegal for their bosses to require them to get a shot. Well, the lead person on that lawsuit is a nurse there at Houston Medical or Methodist Hospital, and she is on the Liberty University Newsmaker line right now, Jennifer Bridges. Jennifer, good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Jennifer, I'm doing well, and I have to tell you, it is shocking that the hospital would require you to do something like this. What was your reaction when you first heard that you were going to have to get that vaccine?
I was shocked myself, just alone with thousands of others at first, because we just had no idea that they were going to do this so soon. We had ideas that this was going to happen, but we thought they would at least wait until it was FDA approved. But then when they threw us at it so suddenly, everybody just got filled with anxiety. And it was just like, you know, it's too soon. You can't do this. Like, we don't even have proper research or anything yet.
Jennifer, it seems to me, you know, and I have seen stories of people suffering some pretty significant side effects from these vaccines out there. And again, these are the stories that have leaked out. I mean, I suspect there are many more, and the mainstream media is just hiding those, not promoting those. What are you hearing within the medical community? What are some of the concerns you guys have?
Oh, I have seen with my own two eyes just hundreds of adverse reactions, all the way from mild, from like headaches and ringing in the ears, and then it goes all the way to like paralysis, numbness, severe blood clots. I've seen miscarriages, hemorrhaging, death. I mean, so many between patients and employees that have gotten the vaccine. And this, I don't even like to call it a vaccine. This shot right now has scared me to death, basically. It is very dangerous, and no one knows how it's going to affect them until they get it. And they are just not giving the public at all the proper informed consent. They're basically telling them this is a safe product that'll work, and both those statements are incredibly false.
Jennifer, what is your current status now? Are you filed the lawsuit? Are you still able to work? What's the situation there?
Oh no, we June 7th was our deadline. So June 7th was my official last day to work. Then starting the 8th, it began a 2-week unpaid suspension for all of us, which is probably about 400 of us left. So today actually marks the very last day of our unpaid suspension. So basically by midnight tonight, if we do not go get the J&J shot and be compliant with their new policy, then we will be terminated as of tomorrow.
This is insane. So who by the way, is handling all of the work that you guys are doing there?
Well, that's a very good question, because what's funny is they forgot to text me to take me off of this little text messaging system that they have. And I'm constantly getting alerts saying how understaffed they are and that they're needing more help and that there's a shortage of nurses. And if please call in, you know, if you can pick up an extra shift. And I would love to just call them and say, hey, you want me to work just to be funny? But I'm not going to. But I have friends that still work there that say they are just so short-staffed. And the hospital, ever since they started this, have been trying to fill our positions as quick as they can. But they did not anticipate so many people leaving.
On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, Jennifer Bridges, a nurse at Houston Methodist Hospital. Among those filing lawsuit, 117 unvaccinated staffers filing a lawsuit against the hospital. Jennifer, the complaint that you guys filed in state court really compared what's happening to the Nuremberg Code, which was designed to prevent experimentation on human subjects without their consent. You say this is very similar to that.
Oh, this is extremely similar to that. But before I get into that, just to let you know, when we initially filed the lawsuit, there was 117. But since it's became public, we have received so many new phone calls. We're actually about to have about 70 more plaintiffs on board once we amend the lawsuit. So it will be going up to over 200 here within the next couple of weeks. But if anybody has ever looked up the Nuremberg Code, there are 10 points on it. And this pretty much violates all 10 points. That Nuremberg Code was set up after the Holocaust to basically prevent anybody from coming in and doing any form of experiments on a person without the proper informed consent, whether it be, you know, a procedure, surgery, medication. But it was put into play to make sure a person is giving the proper side effects, adverse reactions, and allowed to give their own consent, whether they're willing to do it or not. And everything about what's going on right now completely violates that Nuremberg Code that was set up to protect people.
My goodness, just unbelievable. Well, Jennifer, I want you to keep us updated on the lawsuit here. I think a lot of people around the country are going to be paying very close attention to what's happening there at Methodist Hospital in Houston. And you're absolutely right. This is nothing more than experimentation this early in the process. So best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, folks. Again, that was Jennifer Bridges. She is a nurse currently suspended from Houston Methodist Hospital because she refuses to take a mandatory vaccine. And she says, wait a second, it's way too early. There are a lot of people that do not feel comfortable taking this vaccine yet. They say there have not been enough trials done, and they should not be forced to do anything. The hospital clearly feels otherwise, and so they have suspended a number of hospital personnel, and they will remain suspended until they have that vaccine. So we're going to be taking your calls on this. Should the hospital staffers be forced to take a vaccine? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, the live show blog up and running over at toddstarnes.com. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us, broadcasting from Dallas, Texas, all week. Let's get to the phones, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Reggie in Statesville, North Carolina, one of our listeners on our brand-new affiliate, WSIC. Reggie, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Todd. Now, I was just wondering, if you haven't heard Ashley Babbitt's story and what really happened with the so-called insurrection. And why some of her, I have not heard even a Republican say anything about it. And I do listen to Newsmax and One American News, and I switch back and forth. But I'm just wondering about that. What's your opinion?
Well, Reggie, there's a good reason why you're not going to hear anything about that. She was the lone person who was actually murdered at the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. And I don't think you're going to hear anything about this because it goes against whatever narrative the mainstream media and the Democrats are trying to advance. Now, look, I don't know what happened. I wasn't there, Reggie. That's why I don't have a problem with an investigation, because I think we do need to get to the bottom of whatever happened. And if, as the the evidence is pointing to something very, very dangerous here. Reggie, the evidence is pointing to this idea that maybe government agents intervened and were behind the advancement, or at least the promotion of whatever happened on January the 6th. So the reason we're not hearing anything about Ashley Babbitt is it does not fit the media's narrative about what really went down on that day. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but I don't understand why the Republicans aren't, outraged or whatever.
I think the reason why is the Republicans are terrified. You know, and again, not enough of them earned a backbone or built a backbone during the Trump administration. Okay. So they want to run away from this. And the easier
okay.
Look, they don't want to fight this, Reggie. That's it. They just don't have the stomach for a fight.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Reggie,
anyway,
look, here's what I want you to do. I want you to hang tight. We're gonna hook you up with a great prize package for being one of the callers from WSIC today. So hang tight. Don't go anywhere. Let's go to Douglas, listening to us on the talk station over in Morehead City, North Carolina. Hi, Douglas. What's on your mind today?
How are you doing, sir? This is Doug Kelby, retired U.S. Navy corpsman who used to give shots as part of my living. The thing I'm concerned about and really detest is the idea that these medical personnel at that hospital down in Texas you were talking about?
Houston, Texas, yes, sir.
They are being told by higher-up people, more than likely with the endorsement of various government levels of government, that they are to get this shot. Sir, the last time I looked, Americans were citizens. They were not subjects. We ruled our government. The government didn't rule us. And literally one of the last comments you just made about a good portion of the Republican Party getting weak-kneed on stuff, frankly, sir, that's why I'm no longer Republican. I'm a libertarian. I still respect a lot of people in the Republican Party, but I just don't see them fighting the fight anymore. I don't see them fighting the fight, and when I don't see people fighting the fight, I don't stand behind somebody who don't stand behind my beliefs.
Douglas, I'm curious. What is it going to take for you, as a former Republican, you said you've become a Libertarian, what is it going to take for you to vote for a Republican candidate moving forward?
What would it take? It would take, you really want to know? It would take somebody in this government to do something legally to overturn this absolutely insulting and fraudulent election that put Hyde and Biden in office. I literally, my wife is a left-leaning independent, and she knows, chose to vote for that individual who I don't even personally attach the word president to. And as far as I'm concerned, a three-year-old could see the fraud, the deceit, the deception, the bags of ballots underneath tables. I'm sorry. This is the most, I mean, I think historically, 100 years from now, or maybe even 10 or 20 from now, there's going to be people that are going to look back and say, oh, my God, them Republicans, they stood by and let these Democrats just steal this that election. And the thing about it is, if they did that in 2020,
right,
how do I know anybody's going to stand up when they try this stuff, when they knowingly will probably try in the future?
It is a fair point you're making, Douglas, and this is the problem that so many people have with the Republicans. I will say this, and Douglas, thanks for the call. I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, when push comes to shove, we're going to have to make some difficult choices in 2022. But we've got to understand this, that we have a country to save, and 2022 is the stopgap. If you want to stop whatever's coming, and we were talking about this last week. I don't think Joe Biden goes all 4 years. So if you want to stop whatever Kamala Harris is going to send your way, then you better get out and you better vote in 2022. Do not sit on the sidelines. Do not let that happen. All right, let's go to Luke, Statesville, North Carolina, one of our new listeners on WSIC. Luke, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Todd?
I'm good, thank you. So I know you want to weigh in on these nurses. What do you think they ought to do here?
I think they ought to keep doing what they're doing. I'm strongly against the vaccinations or the shot and any business that's first of all, it's unconstitutional, and that scares me for our country that we're being forced to take a shot that, you know, yeah, we as citizens, you know, it's our body, our choice. So that just really worries me for the shape that we're in right now.
Luke, I think we saw this was coming down the pike where you have some of these Democrat governors wanting the passport, the vaccine passport, where you can't,
yes, sir,
you can't go freely wherever you want to go unless you show your papers. I mean, this is not Nazi
right.
Germany. This is the United States of America, and we don't do that on American
exactly.
soil.
Yeah, and I think this is a trial run to see how many sheep are going to listen and fall in line. I think that the whole mask thing was a trial run, I think. And then they see who's going to wear that. And then they wanted to see, okay, how many shots can we get in arms. And the further they can take this, the more power, the more we give them, the more they're going to take. And that's not what we want. So,
you know what, Luke,
fighting, and those nurses definitely do what they're keeping what they're doing. I support them.
Luke, you are absolutely right about that. I want you to hang tight, Luke. We're going to send you a copy of my brand new book, and welcome to the neighborhood. We appreciate you listening to us on WSIC. All right, we've got time for another call real quick before you take a break for the news here. Let's go to our good friend from Florida, Gene, the superfan, the Trump superfan. Gene, what's going on?
Well, good afternoon, Todd. How are you, sir? Thank you for the call, as always.
Gene, you know, you've been kind of incognito now, but you're back, and I know you want to weigh in about Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you something. I mean, honestly, we love him to be governor here. We love him. He has the president's thoughts, his mindset, and that's why he's so popular with us. But if he dare runs against the president, that would be the most foolish thing you can do. Okay, so I really hope that doesn't happen. Okay, if he wants to run under his wing as the VP, we're all for that. Okay, because President Trump's coming back in 2024, and he's going to become the president again. End of story with that.
Yeah, look, you're talking about this survey that came out over the weekend. They were polling people at the Faith and Freedom Conference, Ralph Reed's event there in Orlando. And DeSantis
right.
came out ahead of Trump in this straw poll. You think that's really going to be an issue?
No, not at all. I really don't. I think just, you know, because that's how popular he is. And we the people all movement, okay, we want him to run for the VP. You have President Trump and Governor DeSantis together, believe me, it'll be a 1-2 combination. And then secondly, after the president's done, then Ron DeSantis can take over as president because he's sure making a name for himself, this gentleman. And I'll tell you, we love him too.
Don Jr. is tearing it up out there. All right, so you're going to be at the you're going to go to the rally in Tampa.
Yes, I'm going to rally in Tampa. I want to get there at least 2 to 3 days early, okay? And so what I'll do, once I get online, I'll call you. I'll give you a little update each day. And then Saturday's the rally, but I'll give you a Monday recap.
Oh, look, yeah, we're going to have to do that. So, Gene, give us a holler. You got the hotline. We've got Gene the Superfan, who's our unofficial official correspondent there at the Trump rally. Gene, good for you to call in today, and Godspeed to you, sir.
God bless you all. Thank you, Tom.
All right, there you go, Gene the Superfan. I was wondering about Gene, but he's still out there, and I suspect he'll probably be at the rally in Ohio too. But that is an interesting survey that came out over the weekend. Ron DeSantis topping Donald Trump in the Faith and Freedom Conference straw poll. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Given the choice, would you vote for Ron DeSantis or Donald John Trump? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, toddstarnes.com. Go ahead, get yourself one of those biscuit books. We'll be right back, America.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, Hour 3 of today's program. Broadcasting, by the way, from the Gaylord Texan in beautiful Dallas, Texas. We're going to be here all week, folks, at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. All sorts of mayhem going on around here. All sorts of newsmakers wandering the hallways. And probably one of the most sought-after speakers here at the NRB is hanging out with us for the next little while. We are honored to have the author of the national best-selling book, Fault Lines, Vody Bachum, hanging out with us. Vody, it has been a long time.
Yes, it has.
So I don't know if you remember this. The last time we were hanging out together, we were eating a steak at the Master's College with John MacArthur.
Yes.
And it was a good meal.
Absolutely.
But you've had some health consequences over the past little while, and you're doing better, I hope.
Yeah, I'm doing
you look
a
great.
Whole lot better. Yeah, thank you. And no, I am. I'm recovered and recovering and everything else. And so, yeah, I'm feeling good.
You know, I was I remember when word came out that you were initially not doing well, going to have some heart surgeries. I wanted to get your reaction to the outpouring of support you had, because it was pretty massive.
It really was. And it was interesting because all of that was happening while basically I'm trying not to die, you know. And so on the one hand, there was just this just incredible, trial going on. And on the other hand, this amazing, you know, outpouring of support and prayer and encouragement. And, God really used that. And it was humbling to experience.
Well, we're glad you're doing better. You look great. And we're glad you're back in the fight. Because
yes,
there is a war in the culture like I have never seen. And at the center of all of this is critical race theory. And you write about that. You talk about that extensively. How dangerous is this to America?
It's incredibly dangerous. It's a destructive ideology. It's a divisive ideology. It's an ideology that's built on the idea, of the oppressor-oppressed paradigm of all these Marxist critical theories. But this oppressor-oppressed paradigm, you know, divides people based on race and ethnicity and says that white people, by virtue of their whiteness, are guilty, and they're guilty because America by virtue of its whiteness and Americanness, is guilty, and that all other people are really victims of that oppression. So it's inherently divisive.
And that's an interesting and important distinction as well, because you're right. It portrays one group as the oppressors and the other as those being the oppressed.
Yeah.
And it's got to be offensive to both sides, in my estimation.
It ought to be, but people who ought to be offended by it instead are not being offended by it, because this is all about power. You know, all of the critical theories, whether it's critical pedagogy or, you know, critical theory writ large, critical race theory, whatever, all of these are about not only using that oppressor-oppressed paradigm, but working toward the revolutionary overthrow of whatever that oppressor is, and about a transfer of power. So instead of people being offended by this, they hold on to it because it promises power.
What do you make of, for example, the Southern Baptist Convention? They couldn't even bring themselves to condemn critical race theory by name. And it's almost as if you have a lot of these white pastors out there that are either tiptoeing around the issue, or they're buying into this, that we should have some sort of a repentant service if you are a person born of the Caucasian persuasion.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think that was as much about buying in as it was about really white guilt and cowardice, if I can just, you know, put a fine point on it.
You think it was cowardice, you know?
Yeah,
and white guilt?
Yeah, I think it was. It was obvious, building up to the convention, that the issue at hand was Resolution 9 on critical race theory and intersectionality from 2 years ago at the convention, and how that was going to be responded to. And when you respond to that with a resolution that refuses to even name critical race theory and intersectionality, that's an act of cowardice.
Where does the American church go from here? Because, I mean, we're talking Southern Baptist, largest Protestant denomination in America. You know, if they're going to buy into this, or and that's maybe a bad word to use, but if they're going to you know, have this white guilt, you know, where do you go from here?
Well, I think we continue to press the issue. I think we continue to name this for what it is. I think we continue to expose the tenets of this ideology. I think we continue to demonstrate the fact that it is antithetical to biblical truth, which ironically, in the resolution that passed, they said that, right? They identified the fact that this is an issue of biblical ideology versus, you know, a counter ideology, but they refused to name the ideology. We got to name it.
And you actually, in previous interviews, have called it demonic ideology.
Yeah, it is a demonic ideology. Because, again, it is antithetical to biblical truth. In fact, one of the things about, you know, critical theory, critical social justice, and all of these things, the hegemonic power at the end of the day that they're at war with is Christianity. Ultimately, and many of these name Christianity as that oppressive hegemonic power. Some of the main textbooks, for example, for critical pedagogy, name Christianity as an oppressive hegemonic power. So it's not just white people, it's not just white males. Christianity is also on that list.
It does make you wonder, you know, what the ultimate end game here is. And you've got the rise of the socialist and the communist within, you know, the Democrat political party. It's almost as if they are preparing us for the ultimate takeover of this country from within, which is what the communists did, in fact, predict back in the 1950s and 60s.
Yeah. There's a couple of things going on. You know, there are some people who are really intentional about this, right? They're playing chess. There are other people who are somewhat knowledgeable about this, and most of them are playing checkers. Then there are other people who have no idea what's going on and are essentially being useful idiots.
Amazing. Well, It's an incredible book you've written, and it's doing well. Is it difficult for you to get out there and speak truth to the culture like that? Because you get a lot of arrows coming in your direction.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be on this show. It's
I've never had a lot of friends anyway, you know?
It's all right. It's overrated. Yeah. I love it. All right, Bodie Bauckham, wow, congratulations on the best-selling book, and thank you for being a force in the culture for us. We appreciate that.
And thank you for what you do, and thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here, broadcasting from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Dallas, Texas. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Interesting story over at campusreform.org. A majority of liberal college students say they are not proud to be American, and they favor socialism over capitalism. This survey coming from, of all places, North Dakota State University. They say that 57% of left-leaning undergraduates consider themselves to be unpatriotic. Most of the liberal students also do not favor capitalism, and they trust socialism to fix the economic and social problems that the country is facing. Jackson Walker is the Wisconsin correspondent for Campus Reform. He said in response to the question, "Are you proud to be an American?" 57% of liberals said no. 73% of conservative students answered yes. Campus Reform reached out to several professors to get their explanation, and they seemed to be fairly shocked. Clay Routledge, who is a professor at North Dakota State University, says it's a surprising result. He says most Americans are proud to be American, regardless of political party. We don't know why the college students answered this way. Well, I'm going to answer that question for the good professor. The reason why is this is what the kids are being taught. They're being taught to hate America. They're being taught to embrace socialism. They're being taught to reject capitalism. This is what they are learning in the classroom. And when you start indoctrinating children in kindergarten, you better believe by the time they reach college, they're going to be radical socialist. I am not terribly surprised by this. Not at all. And neither should you. Again, this is why the rally cry, and you heard Pastor Jeffers talk about this earlier in the show, this is why we need to take over our nation's public school system. And if we do not, we will not reclaim America. By the way, you folks listening to us in Evanston, Illinois, bad news for you guys. You are not going to be able to celebrate the 4th of July. You're not going to be able to do that. They're still very concerned about the global pandemic there in Evanston, so they canceled the annual fireworks celebration for July 4th, Independence Day. But, you know, it's very interesting that in Evanston, Illinois, while they are not allowed to celebrate the 4th of July, they're not allowed to have a parade on the 4th of July. They did, in fact, allow people to have a parade to celebrate Gay Pride. Now, I'm curious here. Why is it that Evanston, Illinois, would allow people to have a gay pride parade, but you cannot have an Independence Day parade? But there's even more to the story, ladies and gentlemen. It turns out that not only did they allow folks to have a gay pride parade, but they also allowed people to hold a Juneteenth parade. So people were allowed to celebrate Juneteenth. They were able to parade downtown and celebrate Juneteenth, which is the official National Independence Day, but you're not allowed to celebrate the actual Independence Day. This is happening in Evanston, Illinois. Tom Bevin, good friend of this program, a political analyst, was one of those weighing in. He says, this is my hometown. Evanston, Illinois is my hometown. They're letting people have a parade for Juneteenth. They're letting people have a parade for the for Gay Pride. But we can't celebrate America? And this, ladies and gentlemen, is what we warned you about last week, that ultimately Juneteenth was really not about commemorating anything. It was about taking a cheap shot at America. It was about redefining Independence Day in the United States of America. That's what Juneteenth was really all about. So there you have it. Do not be surprised that more cities and more towns do what Evanston, Illinois did and cancel the 4th of July, cancel Independence Day, for the sake of being tolerant and woke, of course. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our live show blog is up and running over at toddstarnes.com. I want to go back to this transgender athlete. We got a couple of these transgender stories. First of all, you've got a transgender power lifter. So this is a guy who identifies as a gal, and he decided that he was going to join the Olympic team in powerlifting. 42 years old. And this guy has become the first transgender Olympic athlete. In other words, this guy has won a place that would typically be reserved for a biological female. Laurel Hubbard is the man's name. Breitbart reports he was one of five weightlifters confirmed as a part of New Zealand's team for Tokyo. At 43, he will also be the oldest weightlifter at the Games and will be ranked fourth in the August 2nd competition for women. Mr. Hubbard, who is a biological male, said in a statement, "I am grateful and humbled by the kindness and support that has been given to me by so many New Zealanders." Long story short, if you're a biological woman, yeah, you may as well kiss powerlifting goodbye. That's not going to happen for you. That's gone. And by the way, when they figure out that men can slam dunk more so than women, yeah, good luck all you female basketball players out there. Your days are done too. So now you have another transgender athlete, this one American, BMX freestyle rider Chelsea Wolf. Mr. Wolf is competing as a woman. And Mr. Wolf said that his goal is to win an Olympic medal so that he can burn the American flag right there on the podium. You remember that we used to be concerned about people making some sort of a political statement or maybe thrusting their fist into the air. Well, that's old school. No, this guy who thinks he's a gal wants to literally set the American flag on fire. Remember when the Olympics was all about loving America, being proud of America? You wanted the team to do well because it was about us versus the rest of the world. But that's not what the Olympics is all about anymore. It's all about individualism. The Olympics is all about hating America. The Olympics is all about winning a medal so you can have a platform to attack America. That's what the Olympics are about these days in the 21st century. Earlier this month, Chelsea Wolf posted about what it meant to qualify as an alternate for the Olympics as a transgender athlete. Mr. Wolf wrote, "I searched for so long trying to find out if there had ever been a professional trans BMX rider to show me that who I am would be okay. And unfortunately, I found no one. Eventually, I started to meet some amazing women who helped me accept that I am a woman just like any other, and that I deserve a place to exist in the world just like anybody else." Well, look, you have a place in the world. You just don't have a place on the women's team because you're not a woman. But clearly, the U.S. Olympic team feels otherwise, and they have decided that biological women are no longer welcome on the women's BMX riders team. And that's their choice to make, I reckon. So, look, we're going to take a break here, folks. We're going to reset. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. We are broadcasting live all this week from the National Religious Broadcasters Meeting here in Dallas, Texas, at the Gaylord Texan, also celebrating the launch of the brand-new book coming out tomorrow, our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. You'll be able to order a copy at toddstarnes.com. We'll be right back. Broadcasting from Dallas, Texas, National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Let's go to John in Ohio, wants to weigh in on the Transgender Olympics. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Well, I got two questions for you, Todd. Do they not have an LGBTQ Olympics every so many years as well?
Oh, that is a good question. That's not exactly on my watch list, but I think there is some sort of a gay Olympic Games or something of that nature. Oh, that's they call it the gay games.
Right. So they should compete there. And also, this one that wants to burn the American flag, before the Olympics became, I call it a new name, Todd, you can take it if you want. It's called the WOLympics, meaning woke Olympics. Athletes used to, when they would do something like that, I believe, and they can't even get Jim Thorpe to get his medals back. Don't they, if they did something like that, they would have their medals removed and they would be banned from the Olympics for the rest of their natural lives. And I'm going to hang up and listen for your comments, Todd. And Todd, God bless you for speaking the truth, and God bless all your guests. We love you, brother.
Everybody well, you're there. Kind to say that, John, and thank you. It's very perplexing. I just remember growing up where the whole point was to win the game or to win the race, win the match, and now it's to make some sort of a political statement of some kind. I just don't get it. I don't understand these modern-day athletes. And to your point, there is something called the Federation of Gay Games. And their whole point is to, it's a worldwide sport and cultural event that promotes acceptance of sexual diversity, featuring lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender athletes, other individuals. I think that's the LGBT, and then the QIA+, that's you guys are the other individuals there. But geez, hello, America. What has happened to this country? All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So CNN, the most profane name in news, and also the place where Chris Fredo Cuomo and Don Lemon are employed, they were talking about critical race theory just the other day, Cut 13.
Why wouldn't want your kid to understand the roots of slavery and the legacy of slavery, how it has played out for enslaved people as a culture throughout the years? Why wouldn't you want that?
You don't think that telling people that they were beaten and sold and lynched makes them feel bad?
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's
nobody's happy to hear it.
That's your idea of, that's the whole thing about what privilege is that you people don't like to have their pleasure interrupted, their peace interrupted. And so people think that it should be the way that it should be because they have been taught that in this country. But, you know, telling people, having people come to the realization, especially ancestors of slaves, that they were enslaved and that they were beaten, that they were sold, that they weren't able to accrue wealth, that they weren't able to go to school, they weren't able to go vote. You think that makes them feel good? So the folks on the other side, stop making it about you and be curious instead of judgmental.
Right.
That's all.
And look, conservatives say they're all about the principles that Reformation is about. Don't you want your kids given an avenue to dignity and for them to see what abolitionists were about?
Yeah.
And what it is to fight the good fight for the best of reasons, to celebrate your own brothers and sisters in humanity.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're taking them to church for?
See, everyone, every Sunday, we could have a whole conversation about this. Every Sunday, you know, people go.
We'll do it on the handoff.
They're supposed to be. We will. They're supposed to be. We're supposed to be seeing each other's humanity and loving each other and opening up and learning about each other. But yet and still, you know what happens. I got to go. Because I'm going to talk about this. I got a lot to say in this show about.
I'll be listening. I love you, D. Lemon.
Well, D. Lemon has been accused of opening up and doing untoward things with a gentleman at Murph's Bar in the Hamptons. I'm sure they'll be talking about that one of these days, according to the lawsuit. And we should use the word allegedly there. But Mr. Lemon made a couple of other comments. Mr. Lemon, in a separate interview, went on to call America racist. And Mr. Lemon went on further to say that he says that America does not see black people as fully human. Now, this guy is a moron, and it has nothing to do with the color of his skin. It has to do with his political ideology. The man is a moron. But the good news is that moron, if you're a moron, you can be cured of your moronicity. No, I know that's not a word, but we're making it up right here. This guy, who is a multi-bazillionaire, lives in a mansion in Sag Harbor, which is a very posh area of Long Island, and the guy is married to a white dude. So my question is Don Lemon having these conversations with his male spouse? Does Don Lemon believe that his husband is a racist because he's a white guy? Now, I know this is a politically inconvenient truth, but it needs to be discussed because he's out there smearing and slandering every white person in America. This is Don Lemon. This is CNN. And that's what's going on. By the way, speaking of Democrats, I've got to share this story with you. Now, there was a horrible thing that happened over the weekend. And, you know, we've been talking for a long time on this radio program about the mainstream media and how they always just jump into the deep end of the pool whenever something happens, and inevitably the narrative changes. So there was a big pride parade in Fort Lauderdale over the weekend, and some guy at the top of the parade route, the lead car, the guy just revved his engine and just plowed through the spectators that were gathered to march. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Congress lady, was there, and the allegation was that she was the target of a terrorist attack. As a matter of fact, in this horrible tragedy, one person was killed, another person seriously wounded, injured, both members of some sort of a gay men's chorale. That's a choir. The mayor of Fort Lauderdale immediately, and by immediately, I mean immediately, condemned the incident as a terrorist attack. He said it was deliberate. He said it was premeditated. He said the driver was intentionally targeting Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It was a crime against gay people. That's what he said. And people went bonkers. There were breaking news banners, wall-to-wall breathless coverage. People were blaming Ron DeSantis.
Well, Ron DeSantis, he created the environment for this to happen. Shame on you. That man's blood is on your hands, Governor DeSantis.
Well, you know what? Might have had a point had it actually happened. But ladies and gentlemen, it did not happen. Had they just waited an hour, 1 hour before the breaking news coverage, the mayor would have known that the entire thing was a tragic accident. The mayor would have known that the driver of the pickup truck was a 77-year-old member of the Gay Men's Chorale. That's a choir. They would have known that had they just waited for the facts. But we live in a country now, ladies and gentlemen, where the truth is irrelevant. Doesn't really matter. The whole point is to get your version of the truth out there first. It doesn't matter what the facts are. You just got to get your version of the story out there. And here is what really happened in Fort Lauderdale. It was a terrible tragedy. The 77-year-old man was too frail to walk the path of the parade, so they said, we're going to let you drive your pickup truck. And the guy hit the accelerator and crashed into several of his fellow choir members. It was a horrible, horrible tragedy. It was an accident. You know, ironically, the only person that is remotely guilty of causing terror over the weekend was, in fact, the mayor of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, who literally terrorized the entire country by spewing lies into the television cameras. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's go to the phone lines. John in North Carolina, listening to us on the talk station. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Nothing much, Doc. Glad to hear you sit down in Dallas. We've had a nice sunny day here in eastern North Carolina after a visit of our tropical storm. But that Fort Lauderdale mayor should go ahead and resign his position because he keeps on saying, terrorist attack, and he disparaged a senior citizen. That senior citizen should go ahead and sue him for everything he has and put him in the poorhouse so he can understand how life is truly be and get his butt back in gear where it's supposed to be. I'm tired of hearing those politicians wanting to cry out wolf when there's no wolf there.
I love it. Look, I love this idea, John, and I'm curious to know if other folks feel the same way. Should the mayor of Fort Lauderdale be forced to resign after going out there and not only terrorizing the rest of the city, but, John, you raise a good point. The guy driving the truck was labeled a terrorist, and the mayor was pretty matter-of-fact about that. He said, I have no doubt about it. I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. This was a premeditated attack, and this guy is a terrorist. Look, I'm with you. Just get a good lawyer and see what you can get out of the city of Fort Lauderdale.
Not just Fort Lauderdale, but the mayor himself. You know, make a move to another city someplace. You know, up there in Illinois is where they have that gay pride parade on the Juneteenth.
All right, John, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. 844-747-8868. Can you imagine, though, the poor guy? I mean, it's a terrible story. The poor guy, 77 years old, has some sort of a medical condition, and the next thing you know, he's on CNN, and because everybody showed pictures of the guy getting taken into custody, and everybody thinks the poor guy is some sort of a terrorist. So, and they're not going to use the word, but they would say white supremacist. That's what they were going to say. But can't do it because it didn't happen. Interesting survey out of the Western Conservative Summit. Wow, what an ugly thing that was this weekend. You had the Antifa thugs going after these poor conservatives, beating them up in the streets. We've got all this video of the violence over on our website, toddstearns.com. But they did a survey of possible presidential candidates for 2024. And, again, this is a very conservative group. I am surprised, though, that a lot of these conservative groups are having their conferences on the same weekends. It used to be they would spread them out. But now I think you've got CPAC and Young America's Foundation are having their conference the exact same weekend. You've got the Western Conservative Summit last weekend and, of course, Ralph Reed's group. So anyway, Western Conservative Summit, they held a big survey, and I'm very curious to hear your thoughts on this survey. Out of the people there, 74% say Ron DeSantis is their guy. In 2024, they want Ron DeSantis to run for the presidency. 71% say Donald Trump. Rounding out the top five are Ted Cruz, Mike Pompeo, and Tim Scott. And I'm curious to know, is DeSantis your guy at this early stage? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, the polling data also ranked top issues. And the top three issues facing American voters, according to Western Conservative Summit, immigration, 82%, election integrity, 79%, and religious freedom, 75%. The polling comes after DeSantis deployed state and local law enforcement to the Mexican border there in Texas and Arizona to help mitigate the influx of illegal aliens into the country. As a matter of fact, Governor DeSantis told the folks in Texas and Arizona, don't you worry, Florida is sending help your way. Immigration has risen 674%. Can you imagine that? 674% from last May, when former President Trump implemented rock-solid border policies. And he also, my favorite policy, the Remain in Mexico policy. But not anymore. It is a free-for-all down there on the border, ladies and gentlemen. Well, coming up tomorrow on the show, we've got another great lineup here, broadcasting all week from the Gaylord Texan, which is a beautiful facility, by the way. I like this better than Opryland, and I'm going to tell you why. It's not as large. I mean, you could be walking around the Opryland Hotel in Nashville for days on end without seeing another human being. So I love it here. You don't have to walk so much. But good people here in Texas and great hospitality. And we're going to be here all week broadcasting. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to drop by. Also, Judge Ken Starr is going to be here and a few other special guests. We'll tell you about a little bit later. Also, don't forget, pre-order a copy of the Todd Stearns book, the brand new book out, Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. You'll be able to get that wherever you buy your books, or you can get it from our store, and I will personally sign a copy for you. Let's go to the phones real quick here. Mark in the Villages. All right, Mark, what do you think about DeSantis, president or vice president?
I think DeSantis should be the vice president. I've been saying this for about a year and a half now, and I think Trump should be the president. I think that he can groom DeSantis into the position. He's doing a phenomenal job for us here in Florida. He's standing up to these people, and he's not putting up with their crap. I think he'd be a great, great president after Trump is out of there. If he happens to get in there before Trump, I still think that somewhere along the line, Trump should be definitely his teacher. And I think that DeSantis should be the vice president, and Trump should be the president.
This is going to be interesting to watch all of this unfold. And again, we've got a couple of other conferences coming up next month. CPAC meeting here in Dallas, and they'll do a big straw poll. I think the president will do very well there. Of course, the president is actually speaking at CPAC. But if you start seeing DeSantis coming out on top in enough of these polls, that is going to raise the specter of, okay, well, maybe we should give the fresh blood a chance, new blood, and maybe we should just leave Trump, leave him be.
I'd be happy with either one. I think that either way you look at it, I think Trump would be a big part of it. Like we've been saying, I hope he takes the Speaker of the House position and then he runs in 2024. But like you said, if DeSantis does go in, is Trump going to say, okay, I'll settle for something else? I don't know if he could be a vice president. I don't know if he'd want to be. But I think those two are dangerous together. And I think that they can do a lot of good for this country where, you know, what Trump did, what he had already proven what he could do. With those two together, they'll be unstoppable.
All right, Mark, and what a great way to end this show. Thanks for the call, by the way. Folks, thank you for joining us. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas. Hey, ToddStarnes.com, be sure to check that out. Lots of great stories, and we're going to keep you updated on what's happening out here in Texas. Be good, America.